Rod. You are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. If you would like to call in this morning, the telephone number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. There is a contact button on my website. If you want to shoot an email my way, you are welcome to do so. My guest this morning is Janet Phelan, and her website is janetphelan.com. You can find Republic Broadcasting Network on Facebook if you're into Facebook. And if you would like to advertise your business or service on a network that truly does redistribute the truth, then you can contact us in a variety of ways. You can call the studio, 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. You can send us in snail mail, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting's website is republicbroadcasting.org. Listen, I want to say hello to everybody who's listening out there all across the country, all across the world, and on our latest network, or our latest station, rather, KHFX, 1140 AM in Dallas and the Fort Worth area. So when we went to break, Janet, you had mentioned there's a website, freebritneyspears.com.
Actually, it's freebritney.com.
Okay.
And it goes through a lot of the legal machinations that are ongoing in order to keep Ms. Spears under the conservatorship. It goes into some of the questionable decisions being made by the judge, the amount of money that Ms. Spears is paying against her will from her own, you know, pocket for this conservatorship, which appears to be more and more a plunder.
Yeah, yeah, I would say so. It's amazing to me that she is not entitled to hire lawyers for her own defense.
No conservatee is allowed to do, is permitted basically to do that. The way it works when you go under a conservatorship, because you don't have assets anymore, they all go to the guardian and conservator. What the court will do, at your expense, of course, because you will be paying for this, the court will appoint you a lawyer from what's called the PVP panel, which are trusted and reliable lawyers who regularly will defend the rights of the conservatee, very often the same lawyers who work as lawyers for conservators.
Yeah,
we have what is very often a coterie, a cabal of trusted lawyers who basically often do very little to protect the interests of the alleged incapacitated person. And
what it's PBP, what is that? You mentioned that they're from this group. What is that, PBP or PBC? What is that acronym for?
You know, PVP, as in victory. It's a panel. I'm actually not even sure why they call it PVP, but it's some sort of panel that
okay.
That the court, you know, uses on a rotating basis.
Gotcha.
And it, right. So, you know, one can see how one's assets could be deleted very quickly, simply through lawyers and conservators' fees. However,
yeah, it's a pig fest.
Unfortunately,
it's a free for all.
Well, it's worse than that, Maggie, because what we're seeing is that, you know, despite, you know, aside from the large lawyer fees and all those, you know, continuances in court, which, of course, lawyers have to come to court and charge a couple $1,000s for a continuance, what we're seeing is that there's even more financial hanky-panky going on. In some cases, we're seeing where the conservator is actually hiding bank accounts from the courts. We have documented this in a number of cases. So they simply don't let the court know that there may be hundreds of thousands of dollars in this account here or this account there, and they just use it as they wish to.
Yeah, yeah. Hang on, that music is a cue. We're going to break, everybody. We'll be back in 3 minutes. My name is Maggie Rod, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion, and we'll be back, so don't change that dial. Stay tuned.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, this is Maggie Rodney, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. Call in number 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number, and my website is three words. If you'd like to get in touch with me, there is a contact button there, and there's a lot of good information, and there will be a link to my guest Janet Phelan's website on mine under the tab entitled Podcast, janetphelan.com, phelan.com. And so when we went to break, we had talked about, the corruption is just incredible. I mean, it really, it's just amazing. You know, there's so much about this that I had no idea about, and I bet you a lot of people out there, we just had no recognition that this problem is so insidious as it is. I mean, because you just, I don't know, I think as Americans, Janet, we're so naive in the fact that we just assume the best of somebody. We don't assume the worst. You know, everybody gets the benefit of the doubt until you prove otherwise.
And when we're dealing with a situation where there are judges involved, well, you know, most Americans do believe that judges are honorable and impartial.
Yeah.
And, you know, what we're seeing, unfortunately, is that there is a system in place. And this system is working more and more collusively. And as you know, as gears in a box that is simply delivering people into nightmares. We had mentioned earlier the Britney Spears conservatorship. Britney Spears' judge at this point in time is a woman named Reva Getz. And I want to bring to the attention of the listening audience another case that is not a high-profile case that Reva Getz is now presiding over, which is the conservatorship of Jean Tanaka. Jean Tanaka is an elderly woman who was actually held in a camp during World War II because she was of Japanese heritage.
Okay.
And she was residing in Westwood with her daughter Jeannie, and this conservatorship was launched by family members who appear to be motivated by greed. One of the amazing things that I want to bring to light, which I think it really highlights the power and the shocking sorts of decisions that judges are making. Jean Tanaka has been removed from her home and her large spacious Westwood home, and is being held in a basement unit. Her daughter Jeannie got a doctor involved. It's Dr. Lawyer Moye, who is a emergency room doctor and has gotten her curriculum vitae, just goes on forever, all kinds of awards for her work in elder abuse and other fields. And Dr. Moye, who had been attending to this case, picked up the phone and called Adult Protective Services and the police, alleging that the elder Jean Tanaka was being withheld important medical care and other sorts of abuse. And this judge, Reva Getz, went ahead and issued a restraining order against Dr. Moye, saying she is not to be involved anymore in making any reports about what's happening to Jean Tanaka. Now, this was a sole action on the part of Dr. Moye. She picked up the phone, called the police, and called Adult Protective Services, and Judge Reva Getz restrained a doctor who is a mandated reporter of elder abuse from further reports about what's happening to Jean Tanaka. So I think that this really highlights sort of drunk on power sort of actions that these judges are taking, and also how they don't seem to have regard for the law or regard for the welfare of these wards. So if a doctor can be restrained from making a mandated report of elder abuse, you know, we can see what could happen to family members, because these restraining orders are now really being used very frequently in these conservatorship proceedings when a family member starts becoming proactive about the health and welfare of their parent.
You know, I'm just sitting here, honestly, I'm almost aghast at all this stuff, Janet, because it's just, you know, I've always had a soft spot in my heart for older people, and it's so easy to see where people can be accused of things that are not factual, and these people, you're relying on a system that is so corrupt, it's just collapsing from the weight of its corruption. And for these people, like Reva Getz, she just thinks she is the law. She's the law, and she's going to make it up as she goes along. Truth shouldn't get in the way.
Truth shouldn't get in the way, and legal procedure shouldn't get in the way. In other cases now, we're now seeing where restraining orders are being issued without due process. There's a case down, once again, in San Bernardino, where I mentioned the name Horsepool earlier. Well, David Horsepool, the lawyer, actually put his own father under a conservatorship, and the family kind of really got very disturbed about this. There's been a lot of legal action and so forth. And a brother named William was able to allegedly document some abuse that had happened to his father under the conservatorship in the form of photographs. He took some photographs of his father, which allegedly showed, you know, bed sores and so forth.
Okay.
Also, you know, so things like that. Well, so he wanted the judge to see these. Well, the judge issued a restraining order against William Horsepool without ever calling it to hearing. There was no due process. William Horsepool did not get to stand up in court and defend himself. Furthermore, the judge ordered the photographs destroyed.
Really?
That would be Judge Michael Welch. So we can see where judges you give them this power, you know, the power over people's lives, and some of them begin to think that the law just gets in the way. Yeah. William Horsbaugh had the right to a hearing on his restraining order. He got none. So this, you know, I'm bringing to light, you know, some of these cases are almost unbelievable, but the court record supports what I'm saying. So what we have, you know, is a system here which is really gearing up for the baby boomers.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? You know, we've got a caller. Janet, let's take this caller. And, yeah, this is really, it really is, because what is it, 10,000 people a day? Is it 10,000 people a day retire or turn 65 or something? I don't know the standard of the baby boomers, but significant number. Anyway, let's go to Barry in California. Hey, Barry, how are you?
Hello, Maggie. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go right ahead, Barry.
Yes, I had a roommate that has conservatorship, and his sister was an officer of the court. She was a Pampino County sheriff.
Okay.
And
Which county was that? I'm sorry.
San Bernardino, did you say, Barry?
I try to get the phone off the speakerphone, but by the time you got a hold of me, I couldn't get it off. So, sorry. She can't hear me too good. San Bernardino County.
San Bernardino, okay.
And what happened is, his parents, the mother just died recently. She was in her 80s, and the dad, I think he's 92. And the mom had dementia, so she died from complications of dementia. And then the dad, he has short-time memory, but long-time memory is still good.
Okay.
But they weren't able to drive anymore. My roommate lived, like, within 7 miles where they live. He would always check on them and everything. He didn't care about their money or all that, but the dad had him as gave him the power of attorney. He was the first person on the will to get everything, you know. And so the sister basically used her position to steal the conservatorship. Not only that, she forged her mom's signature to give her the power of attorney over her mom.
Wow.
And, of course, she's got the court system behind her. She's got all
sure.
the, she makes a lot more money than him. And he didn't care about getting anything from his dad. He just wanted, whenever his dad wanted, that's what he wanted to do for his dad. He was sincerely loved his dad and wanted to take care of him. I got to see this for several months, the stress that he went through. He basically had to represent himself. But what he had going for him, he had a lot of evidence showing what she had done. So he had some help from a friend of mine. And it was him against three other lawyers and the judge in the judge's chamber. And basically he goes, you know what, I'll let her have the conservatorship, but I want to still be able to see my dad whenever I want to, take him out for coffee and all that. And so they went along with it. But before they left the room, he says, the legal part of what you've done, it's still up for grabs. So, and that's where he's at right now. He has prepaid legal, and now they're helping him. And he has access to lawyers. And so, it would take too long to go through the whole story, and I don't remember it word for word, but basically she used her position to get around the system to steal the conservatorship and run his dad's life not the way that the dad wants.
Yeah, Barry, hang on, because we've got to go to break real quick. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. Barry, hang on. I'll bring you over after the break. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. We'll return. Don't go away.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you would like to call in today, 800-313-9443 is the number to do that, 800-313-9443 is the number to do that. You can find Republic Broadcasting Network on Facebook. And if you would like to go to the website, it's republicbroadcasting.org. And I want to say hello to everybody who's listening everywhere, all over the country, in Texas, all over the world, the new listeners on KHFX, 1140 AM in Dallas and Fort Worth. My guest this morning is Janet Phelan. Her website, JanetPhelan.com. You can find a link to her website on mine, which is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there. There's a contact button if you want to get in contact with me. Listen, we got it all covered here from A to Z, no matter what you think of. We got it. It's as simple as that. So back to you, Barry, in California. So where is your friend at now with all of this stuff?
Well, like I said, he's still fighting the what she had done illegally. I really can't get into it,
okay,
because it's still going on. But what she has done up to that point, also I meant to mention, this might help people that are going through this, is that she turned basically the whole family against him to make him look bad. And when the mom died, they saw the real her, because she tried. She was like, she's a controlling, manipulating, just person. And they came up to him during this time and said, you know what? We really see what's going on here. You're not really the bad person. You were just looking out for Dad and Mom. And that was that was a healing process for him. And thank God for that, because, you know, the truth will always come out. You can only lie for so long, because I believe that God will repay someone that's totally doing evil like she is. It's basically going to come back and haunt her. And he just truly loves his parents, and he was just doing what his dad wanted.
Sure.
So she was using up the money for all kinds of things that he didn't really want and needed. It was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make sure he gets a copy of this show today.
Okay.
And, maybe he can contact Mrs. Phelan, and maybe she can help him out, give him some advice also.
Janet, could you hear that?
Well, I would really love to hear from him. I have a contact button through my website, and I want to say something here about, you know, about how the press once again is dropping the ball. Our caller made a statement, you know, the truth will always come out, and eventually I believe that's true, but it comes out a lot quicker and things change a lot quicker when the press steps up to the plate and carries these stories. And we are finding, those who are involved in the guardianship reform movement are finding that the press is just disinterested largely in covering this story. And if they do cover it, it's the coverage is inadequate. They may say, oh, in this case, it looked like there might have been some financial problems, you know, with possibly some bad decisions by the Guardian, but they really don't go the distance.
No.
Because people are not, I mean, there's not only bad decisions being made by Guardians. Guardians are stealing from their wards, and Guardians are making what I call inappropriate end-of-life decisions.
Yeah.
Like, okay, this person has pneumonia. I think it's time for her to die because she has no more money to pay me.
Yeah,
you know, those sorts of decisions.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it is really the duty of the press to step up to the plate and say, look what's going on here. We have a situation where the baby boomers are graying now. We have a situation where very shortly we may have an entire generation facing the specter of losing all their rights and all access to their property. And we need to do something now.
Well, you know.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, I was reading an article in the Philadelphia Inquirer the other day, and it was talking about palliative care, which is really, you know, you don't provide, it's just comfort care measures. You don't do anything to try to cure the disease or illnesses. You just make people comfortable to alleviate the symptomology of those diseases, like, you know, make your breathing easier if you're somebody with pneumonia. Instead of trying to cure the pneumonia, you just snow them and give them something that'll make them not so short of breath and not struggling to breathe kind of thing. And this was an article about how some of the hospitals now are putting these palliative care individuals into the emergency rooms, because in this article it said, oh, about 30% of the emergency room visits really could benefit from palliative care as opposed to any kind of curative type of intervention that would normally be done in an ER. And I thought it was kind of interesting because, you know where everything's going here. It really is going to be Soylent Green, where you can go and you can go to the place to die. You remember that movie, Janet, where
Chief
Robinson went and he picked out his favorite color and his favorite music. And, you know, they gave him a little comfortable robe and laid him on the table. And they, you know, showed film of animals and birds and flowers and all that stuff, and gave him a little dose of hemlock or whatever it was. And, you know, he said, good night, Irene. And I really see where these kinds of things, you're going to see this happen more and more and more. And it really is sinister, I believe. Listen, that's the cue music. We're going to break. Barry, if you want to hang on, you're welcome to do so. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
And you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443 is the number. My guest this morning is Janet Phelan, prolific writer, researcher. Janet Phelan, PHELAN.com is her website. And we are talking about just evil, evil stuff, that something evil this way comes, and boy, it is here. I'm not sure if Barry is still on with us. Barry, are you still on with us?
Yes, I am. I'd like to say one more thing, so
okay,
in case somebody else wants to get on the call here. Not only did his sister do this, but he's a narcissistic, psychopathic person. Is the best way to describe her. She is an officer of the court, a police officer. She went. I remember he saying before all this happened, she went to a training in the Midwest. I don't know if it was one of those that said these are the people that are the terrorists, you know, patriots and all that. I think she went to that kind of a training. And all of a sudden her attitude changed. And like I said, she misused her position to get what she wants. On top of that, in the Bible it says in the last days, the days we're living in today, that father will go against mother, brother against sister, brother against father, mother. Jesus telling
us. Well, yeah, it says in the book of Revelation, it'll be turning man against his brother till man exists no more.
Right.
So, yeah,
and
it is.
I also have a group up here, and this friend that I studied the Bible with for 13 years took over my group and just about split it in half, and we have to start all over again.
Well, listen, I'm going to let you go here, Barry, because I want to get to some more points here. But thanks for calling. I appreciate it. And give our best to your friend out there in California. Thanks, Barry. Listen, Janet, let's talk about, you mentioned something when we were on break about the Netherlands and their suicide laws. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Right. Well, while all this is going on with, you know, the guardians acting in the place of the ward, and these are, you know, very often strangers, professional guardians who have no emotional attachment or real interest in the welfare of the ward. Of course, you know, they get paid very well from the ward's money. While this is going on, there's another trend that is surfacing that I believe intersects very nefariously with these guardianships. And this is the push to pass these assisted suicide laws. And we now have, I think, Oregon and Washington have these laws. A judge has made a decision in Montana, which essentially makes it an assisted suicide state. And we're seeing where many, many different states and many countries are now attempting to pass these assisted suicide laws where a doctor will prescribe someone who is possibly terminally ill or possibly maybe suffering a lot, although in some cases now it looks like you can get assisted suicide if you're not terminally ill or just very unhappy. It's beginning to get to that point. So a doctor will prescribe someone poison to kill themselves. Now, the way this intersects with guardianship is if somebody's under a guardianship, it's the guardian who makes that decision, not the ward. Now, these assisted suicide laws, I believe, are really like a Trojan horse because on the surface, it looks good. I mean, somebody's in terrible, you know, agony and pain, and they want to relieve their suffering. And I personally, you know, believe that's a person-by-person decision. If a person really wants to leave this planet because they're suffering terribly, that is their decision. It should not involve a doctor. It should not involve the state. And it certainly should not involve a guardian, which is where this will end up. These assisted suicide laws were first passed in the Netherlands, and an absolutely scathing report came out recently that is showing where thousands of people are now being euthanized in the Netherlands without their request or consent. It becomes a doctor's decision. This person, you know, the doctor will simply, without telling the person, kill them. Now, what we're seeing, as our last caller was bringing up, we are really seeing an enormous breakdown in morality in our country, where you know, daughters and sons are turning against their parents and the whole thing that is predicted in the book of Revelations. But to involve a doctor who is bound by the Hippocratic Oath, to involve a doctor in killing people now. I believe if somebody wants to kill themselves, they can do it. They don't have to involve a doctor, and they don't have to involve the state, and they don't have to have their guardian make that decision for them, which is exactly where this is going.
Well, you know, the Hippocratic Oath was changed very silently. It was just changed not too long ago to a oath where the doctor would take an oath that said, you know, they would do no harm and try to do everything they could to sustain life. Now that has changed, and I can't quote you the verbiage, but in essence, that's no longer the basic focus of a physician, and the Hippocratic Oath really isn't just that. It's to look at all the costs associated with the type of care that would be necessary to sustain life and make a decision based upon the collective, not the individual needs of the patient. So it's gone to be the opposite of what it was intended to be originally.
The greater good, the greater good, the greater
yeah,
good.
Yeah, exactly.
The person get off the entitlement, stop draining Social Security, stop draining Medicare, and die. That's the greater good now, huh?
Yeah, yeah, that really is. And everything is being so twisted and perverted. We've got a caller. Let's grab this caller real quickly. Mona in California. How are you, Mona? What's your comment or question today?
Hi, Carol. Maggie, I wanted to ask you how you felt about California's law, which I think is very humane, where if two doctors determine that a person is terminally ill, which is defined as likely to die within 6 months, and is in severe intractable pain, the doctor is allowed to administer enough pain medication to, this is if the person agrees and has written it down and with a signature, they are allowed in California to administer that pain medication, even though it will certainly result in the person's death. This is not accepted in many states because so many religious people think that death should be left in God's hands, which is often very cruel. How do you feel about California's law?
Well, Mona, and I'm going to cut you off on that, and I'll let Janet answer, because, Mona, I'm also aware that you believe in the Georgia Guidestones, and you think that the population should be decreased to about 500 million people as well. So, you know, you and I are going to differ on that point. Dramatically differ on that. Janet, do you want to comment on Mona's question?
I have not read the California law, and I really don't know what she's referring to, and I'd have to read the exact verbiage to make any comment on it.
Okay.
I'd like to focus for the remainder of the show on what's actually being done about this problem, because the voices of the victims, you know, the family members who have seen their loved ones tortured, robbed, and in many cases killed. The voices are now becoming very loud and impossible to ignore. I had mentioned earlier this group, National Association to Stop Guardian Abuse. There are a number of grassroots groups which have popped up around this issue, and people are organizing, and people are going to Washington, and we. The victims, and I, you know, I'll tell you, this is a terrible, terrible issue, are really demanding that something be done. Well, it looks like we are certainly getting attended to. Very recently, a GAO report came out. A number of government accountability offices the Government Accountability Office has issued a number of reports on guardianship. Report came out in 2010 admitting that, gee, these guardians, they seem to be doing some bad things, aren't they? You know, well, the most recent GAO report is making recommendations now, which appear on the surface again to be positive, but when you delve into them, they are absolutely terrifying. This GAO report, which is 11-678, is stating that it's time for the federal government to get involved in, you know, what has been state issues. And the way that the government, federal government, should get involved, according to this GAO report, is that these privacy laws, the HIPAA laws, should be mitigated so that Social Security and the VA, both of whom maintain records on people who are disabled, right, should be allowed to share information with the courts. Well, what kind of information, one would want to know? Well, the first recommendation looks real, you know, looks positive. If Social Security or the VA has some record about somebody who has been a bad representative payee, has maybe stolen money or something, the court should be informed of that. Well, that sounds like that might be good, but there was something else in that GAO report where it said that the GAO wanted certain beneficiary information disclosed to the courts as well. Well, that sort of piqued my curiosity. So I started making phone calls to the Office on Aging, Senate Judiciary Committee, the GAO itself, VA, Social Security, it went on and on. I wanted to know, what is this certain beneficiary information that should be given from federal agencies to the courts in violation of privacy laws? And what I found out is they want to be able to release the information about who on file with Social Security and VA has incapacity declarations. So if somebody has become disabled and a doctor has declared them incompetent, Social Security wants to be able to tell the court that. Now, what this may very well result in is a slick conveyor belt for more conservatorships. Social Security will tell the court, you know, they could send them a list every month. You know, these are the new people with the incapacity declarations, because what that court really needs to launch that conservatorship is a real declaration of incompetency. Social Security and the VA may have those, and they want to be able to give them to the court. Yeah. Now, this is extremely disturbing. I confronted the author of the GAO report with this information. I sent her, we had a conversation, we had back and forth emails. I sent her an email directly. She was the one who admitted to me that it was the incapacity declarations they want to share. And I sent her directly, what is the purpose of this? You know, why do you want to do this? And she responded completely ignoring my question, saying, well, all we want to do, you know, what we want to do, of course, is stop these bad guardians who steal money. Completely
yeah, sure.
Ignored the question. There was a hearing about a week and a half ago at the Senate Judiciary Committee on, you know, on these adult guardianships and the courts. And everybody's talking about bad guardians. We have to change the privacy law so we can share about bad guardians. Why aren't they bringing up this second issue, which has been admitted, is the incapacity declarations they want to share? That will seal the deal. So what's going to happen is a person's going to turn 65, a person's going to go on Social Security, a person's going to go on Social Security disability when they're younger. They may end up disabled as a vet. They may end up on the VA. They may have a representative payee. They may have an incompetency declaration. And boom, there it goes from the feds down to the court. And they're going to be in more trouble than they ever will know how to get up out of. So this issue, you know, and the failure, I have called the Senate Judiciary Committee. I've called Senator Klobuchar, Senator Al Franken, and Senator Blumenthal's office over and over requesting that someone in their press office speak to me about this, and I am stonewalled. So this issue is so disturbing, and it has gotten so many people now alarmed. I will be coming out with an article in the next few days about this, and you can go to my website and elsewhere to read it. But people, I think, in the guardianship reform movement have really had enough. And I was just informed in the last couple of days that there is going to be a protest, there is going to be a rally on the, I have to have the exact information here. It's going to be on November 2nd, and it's going to be in D.C., and they are urging people to come out for this and to basically let the people in D.C. know what they, you know, what we think of how they are, quote unquote, taking care of our parents, taking care of our loved ones in ways that are impoverishing them and destroying their golden years, and in many cases funneling our parents off to an early grave. So this rally is, I'm going to have details in just one moment. The rally is coming up on November 2nd. There will be details posted. I will be posting the details on my website.
If you get them to me too, Janet, I'll put them up under mine as well too, under today's show. So that
okay, now I've got this right here now. This is the name of the rally is One Voice for Reforming Guardianship. It's going to be held on the U.S. Capitol lawn, across from the Supreme Court. 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on November 2nd, 2011. And, you know, we want to encourage our legislators to pass appropriate laws that will protect our elders rather than to slip in another Trojan horse, which is the sharing of these incapacity declarations, which will essentially seal the fate of untold millions of people. At this point in time, we don't know exactly how many conservatives there are in the country. There appears to be, estimates are there's about 1.5 million.
Hang on. Hold that thought. The 1.5 million, we'll take that up when we come back. We've got one more segment, everybody. Don't go away. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. My guest today is Janet Phelan. Janet Phelan, PHELAN.com is her website. I will link to hers on mine, which is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. We've only got a couple minutes left, Janet, so you had mentioned 1.5 million. Let's take it up from there.
Right. So at this point in time, the estimates are there's 1.5 million people under guardianship. And okay, this new law, which appears to be what our senators are proposing, is going to greatly expand that number and also make it very easy for the courts to initiate these guardianships. You've already got the incapacity declaration, bam, you got a guardianship. So, you know, what we're hoping is that the accumulation, the coming together of those who might be at risk for this will really make our voices heard. And once again, the rally is going to be taking place November 2nd, across from the Supreme Court, and the U.S. Capitol lawn, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And please do be paying attention to this, because this, if you're lucky enough to get old, this will very likely hit you as well. Very briefly, a new law was passed recently in California. So now you don't have to even be under a guardianship to lose all your assets. The public guardian only has to intend to file for guardianship, and they can go and seize your assets and take control of your property based on intent. That was AB 1288, just signed into law by Governor Brown. So we are looking at a specter of basically wholesale theft and eugenics playing out with the elderly and disabled, and we need everyone to get involved here to do something about this, because it will come home. The war is coming home in so many different ways now, and this is something that puts all of us at risk.
Oh, sure it does. Well, the chickens have come home to roost, right? And they're in your backyard, in your house. Boy, I'll tell you, Janet, a mind-blowing conversation today. I want to thank you so much for coming on with me. You are a wealth of information, and it's so critical that people understand, listen, if you live long enough, you're going to get old, and this will impact you one way or another, whether they decide to give you pills to knock you into that good night against your wishes or not. Who knows what's heading our way, but nothing good is coming our way. That's the only thing we know for certain, that nothing good is coming out of anything that's happening nowadays, because their goal is to get rid of 85% of us, and they're going to do it one way or another. Janet, thanks so much. JanetPhelan.com is her website. Thanks, Janet, for coming on with me. I appreciate it. We'll do it again real soon.
Thank you so much, Maggie. It's always such a pleasure to do your show.
Thank you. JanetPhelan.com, JanetPhelan.com. Please go there. Go to Janet's website. Start reading what she's writing about. This does affect you. Maybe not today, but it will eventually. It is inevitable. And this is real. This is really going on. And this is just, I don't know. You just, after a while, when you hear all the different things that you hear, it just becomes mind-blower. But it really is real. It's not fiction. It's fact. Listen, everybody, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere over the rainbow truly is a wonderful place to be. Chin up, everybody. We've got people like Janet Phelan in the world who are fighting for you and I, so don't lose heart. Better days are coming because of people like her. So chin up. The sun will come up tomorrow. It always does. I'll be back, and there's another great show follows mine. Deanna Spingola is up next, so stay tuned, everybody. Take care.
Behind the moon, beyond the rain, somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby.
The next round.